Greetings, brothers and sisters, Mrs. and Misters, dreadlocks and rastas. Reggae world music.
This is your number one station, your official station.
Hello and welcome in once again to Ian's House of Reggae. House of Reggae. Here on www.reggaeworldmusic.com for another eye-watering collection of fine Jamaican music, where today I've got sad songs, loving songs and dangerous songs, which are all going to be viewed through the prism of our eyes, as you can learn a lot from looking at a person straight in the eye, including searching deep down into their soul. And no one knows this better than the erstwhile songwriter. And so if you just follow me now as we head off into the House of Reggae's Eyes Special. What a moving tune, worthy of opening any show. And if you listen to the House of Reggae's 1950s special, then you'll know that Duke Reid did just that when he used to play this record as the opening tune on his Treasure Isle Time radio show on RJR in Jamaica back in the 1950s. And he also played it to open proceedings wherever he set up his Trojan sound system, as that was alto saxophonist Tab Smith with his instrumental version of My Mother's Eyes, a tune that initially became famous way back in 1929 when Georgie Jessel sang it in the film Lucky Boy. And so today we're searching deep into the archives of Jamaican music to find some great tracks which explore the wonder of our eyes. And so let's start with a message from the Bible of he who have eyes to see, let him see, and he who have ears to hear, let him hear. And delivering this visual and oral message over the top of a deep roots rhythm is Mike Brooks.
So who will advise to see? Let them see. Because Jah is mighty, and mighty in everything, you know. He will lead the weak on the right road. To live, you better be on the right road, little boy. As your head shall cover with green and the shoes on your feet.
You love God. Adapting the rhythm from Gregory Isaacs' Thief of Man, that was Mike Brooks with Who Have Eyes to See, which was produced by Prince Farai, who also DJed over the top of it on another cut of that rhythm. And you can now find Mike's version on the compilation LP titled The Earth is a Fullness, which came out on the Mull Selector label a few years back.
Believe me, that is the wickedest sound I play.
But we're not going to see or hear too many roots tunes in today's show, because the majority of eye-related records I've got lined up for you are about love and relationships. As the eyes can give away many telltale signs in this regard, just like on this next one, which has been covered multiple times throughout the last 40 years in Jamaica. But the original is still the best, as it was written by founder member of the Paragons, Tyrone Evans, who generally played a backup harmonising role to lead singer John Holt throughout their glory years at the Treasure Isle studio in the 1960s. But when John went solo, Tyrone kept the Paragons name going for occasional releases throughout the 70s and 80s. And just to confuse matters further, he also changed his name to Don Evans. But no matter, because there's no confusing the greatness of this track, which sees Tyrone, aka Don, have a feeling deep down inside that his girlfriend might be leaving him, because he can see the danger in your eyes.
No matter what the people say, these songs lead the way. It's the order of the day for your boss DJ.
Maybe you are leaving, maybe you're just lonely, but I know that something is the matter, 'cause I see
before you're down in about the sky, love. God, you know this is an Iowa man, he's gonna really jail. money about the out of your head. Because me know what I did about the name of Patrick. Know what I did about the name of Patrick. Cause anyway, I'm going money but all the looks is slick. Anyway, I'm going money but all the looks is slick. Grudgeful people blame sandwich. Cause when a thing goes down, him off, he make a big switch. Cause him don't see the danger in his eyes. Cause him don't see the danger in his eyes. You talk on a man of skylock. Tell me no who said the danger in your eyes. Tell me no who said the danger in your eyes. Try to reach the top, then they want to see you drop. Try to reach the top, then they want to see you drop. You don't try your tall, them say you lazy boy. Don't try your tall, me say you lazy boy. So all you got to do is come and spread a little joy. Say act like a man, about to act like a boy. Cause a danger in your eyes. Danger in your eyes. Danger in your eyes, you gotta make it if you try. Some Paul said him set around the wall. Don Paul said him set around the wall. Peter said to Paul, what a way the place come. Come with fire to corn. Oh Lord, they come with fire to corn. But watch your man. Said that me went down a mall, figure check sister down. We went down a mall, figure check sister down. The sea was calm and the rain start fall. Sea was calm and the rain start fall. Say they cause a little storm down a mall. Oh, Lord. You know, say they cause a little storm down a mall. But me say after a storm, say there must be a calm. After a storm, me say there must be a calm. Fire one gone and the clock gone down. Me say if you set up yourself, John Tom.
Well, I just couldn't resist playing some of the Michigan and Smiley Toast to that one as well, as that was Eye of Danger, the DJ cut to Don Evans and the Paragons, Danger in Your Eyes. And they were both recorded at Studio One, with Don's tune initially coming out on a Coxon 7-inch in Jamaica, and was later compiled by the Heartbeat label for their Full Up compilation. And the Michigan and Smiley version first appeared on their Rubber Dub style album, and can now be found on the Soul Jazz release, Studio One Rockers. Meanwhile, that tune has also been covered numerous times by everyone from Gregory Isaacs to Aswad.
I say, hey, Mr. DJ, I love the way you really play. And the way you do it, Tim, believe me, you keep me skanking all night and all day.
But now, hearing about dangerous looks in the eye brings me nicely onto this next one, about that very suspect-looking, shine-eye gal, who is always causing trouble to a man, and who has also been sung about numerous times in Jamaican music, as her notoriety stretches back many decades. And the first recording of it that I can find is by the a cappella vocal group The Frats Quintet, from their 1966 album West Indian Sing Song, which is a collection of old-time folk songs, like Linstead Market and Chichi Bud, suggesting that Shine-Eye Gal is of a similar vintage. But it was in the late 70s when she really came back into popular consciousness, thanks to two recordings by Barrington Levy and Black Uhuru. And so while I played the Barrington cut on the old-time lyrics special, here is a thumping Black Uhuru version of Shine-Eye Gal.
Looking for the data.
Featuring Paul Satin, Sly and Robbie on the rhythm section, that was Black Uhuru with Shine Eye Gal, which originally came out on a Taxi label in Jamaica and also featured on the group's self-titled LP on the Virgin label in 1980.
This station rocked the nation with sound vibration.
And so to complete our trilogy of tunes about dangerous ladies and their telltale eyes comes a great Jamaican version of Bloodshot Eyes, which started out life as a country and western tune back in 1950 by Hank Penny, but it gained its popularity in Jamaica thanks to its cover version the following year by blues shouter Winoni Harris, which could be heard blasting out of the top Kingston sound systems of the day. And this tune has remained in Jamaican consciousness ever since, thanks to mento versions by both Lord Lebby and King Baru, and a pop ska version by Millie Smalls. But it's a mid-70s cut by Derek Morgan which we're going to hear now, where he adapts many of the words into Jamaican patois and slang to get his message across in Bloodshot Eyes. Bloodshot
Eyes. Wait the town and tell the people about the musical days coming your way.
Now just because you're pretty, you are showing off a night. You told I dread your love eyes when you rolled those big brown eyes. First night when I saw you, your eyes were looking black. Go find the valet that beat you up and ask him to take you back. Don't roll those bloodshot eyes at night. I can tell you've been out with a valet guy. Explain that you're lying when you say that you've been crying. Don't roll, don't bloodshot eyes as I am. I'm unused to spend my money to make you look real sweet. I wanted to be proud of you while you walk down the street. Don't ask I to dress you up in polyester or crimpolin. Your eyes look like Delilah when she was cutting off Samson's dread. Don't roll those bloodshot eyes or die. I can tell you've been out with a ballet guy. It's plain that you're lying when you say that you've been crying. Don't roll those bloodshot eyes or die.
Plain that you're lying when you say that you
A classic tune, given a fresh lick of paint there, courtesy of Derek Morgan with his 1975 version of Bloodshot Eyes, which was produced by Bunny Lee and initially released on the Justice label in Jamaica and the Ground Nation label here in the UK. But as far as I know, that one has yet to see a reissue. But speaking of eyes, Derek Morgan, of course, has lived his whole life with a degenerative eye condition called retinitis pigmentosa, which was first diagnosed when he was a small boy, and his eyesight over the years has gradually become worse, to now where it's almost full blindness. But which he has always been able to make light of during his concerts, where he'll often joke that he can still see the pretty girls in the front row.
Lord of mercy.
But now we're going to take a trip to England, just like a young Vivian Jones did in 1968 when he was 11 years old, and he left his grandparents' home in Trelawney to join his parents, who had moved to London several years earlier, and spending his teenage years DJing at sound system dances and in and out of various reggae groups. By the early 80s, he was one of the most popular singers on the UK reggae scene. When, returning home late one night, he noticed how red his eyes were, and this inspired him to write this next song to explain that he hasn't been crying over an ex-girlfriend, but instead he's just been burning the old sensimilia in a late-night blues. As this is Vivian Jones with his classic Red Eyes.
Red Eyes.
Only come to make this special request to all those that smoke Sensimania, whether it be Rizla or Chalwa.
Red eyes, red eyes.
Wherever I drop my musical anchor, never you try to conquer.
Crazy. UK reggae at his very best there, as that was Vivian Jones with Red Eyes, which he produced himself back in 1981. But unfortunately, Vivian was unable to release it himself at the time, and so it sat gathering dust for the next 5 years, until he finally persuaded Jah Shaka to release it on his label on 12-inch vinyl in 1986, where it immediately became a sound system anthem. And you can now pick it up via the compilation Classic Reggae Mastercuts Volume 1.
Ice, Irie.
But now, looking straight ahead and keeping our eyes on the prize, I've got another cover version lined up for you, as we're about to hear 80s DJ legend Josie Wales transform an old traditional Jamaican folk tune into a tribute to his island home. As this next song has been recorded under two different titles, of both Comeback Liza, and the reason why I've included it in today's show, Water Come to My Eye, as it's a tearful lament sung by a man who can't bear to spend any time away from his girlfriend without shedding a tear or two. And this was first recorded onto a record back in the 1950s in Jamaica, and was made internationally famous by Harry Belafonte when he recorded a version of it for his million-selling Calypso album. But as mentioned, Josie Wales revived it in the 1980s, when he dumped Liza out of the song completely, and instead changed the words to describe how he felt about his beloved Jamaica when he was away performing in New York. As this is Water Come a Me Eye. Water.
Now ladies and gentlemen, please fasten your seatbelts. We're about to land in New York. The city's so big, they name it twice. New York, New York. But you know in Jamaica, we don't ramp it here. Every time I'm on member jam down, I say water come a me eye. Every time I'm on member jam down, dreadlocks water come a me eye. Street, you can get anything you want. Lord, they have rent a car, rent a dread, and rent a woman. Lord, but me not stay in New York, cause me might have lose my life. Too much eating at the country, killing off husband and wife. Badang. Say water come a me eye. Every time I'm a member jump down, water come a me eye. Yeah, come back Marley, come back boy. Water come a me eye. Them say come back Jacob Miller, come back boy. Cause water come a me eye. Yeah, small days is still on my mind. Put a bye. Bye-bye, small days, it's a good, good time, Lord. Never you beat little children, madang bang ding. You will love, protect, and always admire them, madang bang ding.
Josie Wales there, with just one of a series of tunes he recorded in the mid-80s about his beloved island home. As that was his version of Water Come A Me Eye, which was produced by King Jammy and released on a Live and Love label in 1987, and has since been reissued on 7-inch vinyl via the Dubstore record label in 2011. And so, here in House of Reggae's Eyes Special, or should that be the Iron Eyes Special, it's time to get our hankies out, as we're all going to get a bit tearful now, as the salt water that drips from the lacrimal glands can be created by laughter, joy, surprise, as well as heartache and sadness. But of course, it's these last two emotions that we're going to focus on, because we all like a sad song. And so first up is a slightly crackly affair, which I'm playing off a bit of a dodgy repress. But underneath the pops and crackle, you should be able to hear Eric Monty Morris singing to his crying lover that maybe he's not the right man for her. In Tears in Your Eyes. Tears in Your Eyes.
Bring down to the scatter. King of the musical ambassador is getting at
it was the tears in your eyes that made me realize that a man like me should never, never be in love with you. Remember the time when I met you. You said
that copy at least a VG minus, as that was Eric Monty Morris with Tears in Your Eyes, which was produced by Clancy Eccles and initially released as a B-side to his more famous Say What You're Saying back in 1968 on the New Beat label in Jamaica and the Pama label here in the UK. Although that dodgy press I was playing was from a reissue on New Beat from a few years back. And so, keeping the tears running, we're going to hear from Mr. Soul of Jamaica next, Alton Nehemiah Ellis, whose emotional expressions of love and heartache on record are some of the best to come out of Jamaica. Just like on this one, where he sounds confused as to why, when he's in love with a beautiful woman, should these tears from his eyes keep tumbling down.
Here comes a musical hit maker from Jamaica, tall and handy, sweet like candy. Hit me now.
If you want my loving arms, just hold me. And if you want my tender charms, just show. Yeah.
Graceful Alton Ellis there with Tumble in Tears, which was produced by Sir Coxon Dodd and released on 7-inch on the Coxon label in Jamaica and the Bamboo label in the UK back in 1969, and was later included on a CD compilation of his recordings called Get Ready for Rock Reggae Steady on the Jamaican Gold label.
Hold up all the stations, this station supply all the popular stations with popular music.
And we're going to stay at Studio One for another tearful encounter that captured the times in the mid-1960s, when so many young men were leaving Jamaica and heading off either to England or to North America to find work and to set up a new life, after which they could then bring their wives and family over to join them. And Bob Andy, who at that time was becoming a premier lyricist and songwriter, wrote this next one, which was first recorded by Ken Booth, and it sees a protagonist urge his loved one to stay strong while he's away in a faraway land, as this is the magnificent I Don't Want to See You Cry.
This is Rhythm Street, where the music's so sweet for your dancing feet.
I'm gonna tell you goodbye, babe, and I don't want to see you cry, babe. Behind, but it's just for a time. It's not my wish that we must part. Don't worry, baby, I won't break your heart. I'm going to a faraway land. I'm going to make life for you and me. Please understand, 'cause I'm gonna tell you goodbye, babe. I don't want to see you cry, babe. I'm leaving you behind, but it's just for a time. Don't worry about me when I am gone. Just care yourself till I return. Don't fret yourself, don't pine too much. I'll soon be back with that magic touch. Tell you goodbye, babe, and I don't want to see you cry, babe. I'm leaving you behind, but it's just for a time.
Studio One, that was Ken Booth with I Don't Want to See You Cry, which initially came out on the Coxon label in Jamaica and the Island label here in the UK in 1967, and also featured on his Mr. Rocksteady album the following year, where you can also find the heartbreaking follow-up to that tune called The Girl I Left Behind.
Music is my occupation, good for meditation, great for inspiration.
But now we're going to mop up any remaining tears, as salvation is at hand, with a Jamaican standard that was first written and recorded by ex-Technique Bruce Ruffin back in 1969 for a great solo release on the Beverly's label. And this heartwarming tale of comforting a rejected lover has been covered several times since, including twice by Tinga Stewart. and it's his first cut that I've got lined up for you now on a nice thick 12-inch vinyl record that he recorded at the Channel 1 studio, and which also features Clint Eastwood on the DJ cut, as it's time to dry up your tears.
Yeah. throw your head up. Why? Say the fee, dry up your tears and come. Ethiopia and dry up your tears and come. Tirobi dog and sickle dog. Lord, you rubby dog and sickle dog. Ethiopia and dry up your tears and come.
A classic Channel 1 12-inch release. As first up, you heard Tinga Stewart under his pseudonym of The Bold One with his version of Dry Up Your Tears, which was followed up by the Roots DJ cut by Clint Eastwood. And that was initially released on 12-inch on the Knots label in Jamaica and the Cha-Cha label here in the UK in 1978. Although as far as I know, that one is yet to see a reissue, which does surprise me a little bit. But if you want a copy, then the original 12-inch shouldn't be too hard to find in the second-hand markets.
Ice, Irie.
Now we've heard some great love songs in the show today, either good, bad, or sad. And I've got another one for you now, and it should come to no surprise to regular listeners of this show that I've managed to dig out a tune here by the one and only Keith Slim Smith.
Slim Smith, Slim Smith.
As his aching falsetto can always deliver the passion and heartache required for a misguided romance that brings a tear to your eye. Because sometimes your heart takes control over your head, and despite warnings from friends not to get involved, you become blinded by love.
My friends tried to show me, but I just couldn't see. I was too blind to see reality.
Reality.
Her smiling face hided the truth.
Hided the truth.
But now I know it hurts so to be
blinded by love.
Yes, I was. Smiling face hided the truth.
Hided the truth.
But now I know it hurts so to be
blinded by love.
Another stunner from Mr. Slim Smith there with Blinded by Love, which was produced by Bunny Lee and released on his Jackpot label in both Jamaica and the UK back in 1972, and can now be found on a great compilation of many of Slim's best recordings, titled Keep That Love Light Shining on the Trojan label.
Right now, we've been wonderful, surrounded by all these bubbles of talent.
But now, next up, we're going to hear about a traditional Jamaican proverb, which has been passed down through the generations to help you keep out of trouble. Because when trouble comes knocking, it's often safer to see in blind, hear in deaf, i.e. pretend that you don't see anything in the first place. And this phrase has popped up in many reggae tunes over the decades, and the one I've got lined up for you now also has another message that, as well as turning a blind eye to trouble, it is also good manners to try and help your fellow man in his hour of need. as this is a young Johnny Osborne with Seeing Blind.
This station, rock the nation, sound vibration.
This is your number one station, your official station. Do it!
See, I'm blind here and there, left one no trouble, yo. Mind your own business, keep you out of trouble. Fighting by trouble, bound can cure.
Great Johnny Osborne alongside The Sensations with Seeing Blind, which was produced by Winston Riley and released on 7-inch on the Wind label in Jamaica and the Big Shot label here in the UK in 1970, where it also featured on his Comeback Darling LP on Trojan Records, and which had a CD reissue a few years back. But now, after all these tunes that we've heard today about eyes and tears and emotions, well, I've got just one more for you now, this time from a wonderful duo who teamed up together in the late 60s for a series of great recordings. As we're about to hear, the duet veteran Stranger Cole alongside pianist Gladstone Anderson, who stepped out from behind his keyboard to show that he can also harmonise and sing with the best of them, as this is Stranger and Gladdy with their definitive statement that seeing is knowing.
Believing, I
A beautiful rocksteady tune to close proceedings here today, as that was Stranger and Gladdy with Seeing is Knowing, which was produced by Joe Gibbs and released on his amalgamated label in both Jamaica and the UK back in 1968, and can now be found on a Stranger Cold compilation titled Bangarang on the Trojan label. And so, if I look closely enough, I do believe that my time is up, and I've come to the end of my tracklist for today. So thank you very much for tuning in, and I hope you've enjoyed the music. And as always, if you did, then you can check out some of the old shows at the homepage at houseofreggae.podomatic.com, or come and join me every Friday for the live show from 8 p.m. UK time at www.reggaeworldmusic.com for some more fine Jamaican music here in Ian's House of Reggae.
House of Reggae. House of Reggae. House of Reggae. House of Reggae. House of Reggae. House of Reggae.